Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching us through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Brian Belongi, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. You have redeemed us, Lord, by your blood from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us into a kingdom of priests for God. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, author of our freedom and of our salvation, listen to the voice of our pleading and grant that those you have redeemed by the shedding of your Son's blood may have life through you and under your protection rejoice forever unharmed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul came to Antioch in Pisidia, he said in the synagogue, "My brothers, children of the family of Abraham, and those others among you who are God-fearing to us, this word of salvation has been sent. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their leaders failed to recognize him, and by condemning him, they fulfilled the oracles of the prophets that are read Sabbath after Sabbath. For even though they found no grounds for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him put to death. And when they had accomplished all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and placed him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are now witnesses before the people. We ourselves are proclaiming the good news to you that what God promised our fathers, he has brought to fulfillment for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is written in the second Psalm, 'You are my son, this day I have begotten you.'" The word of the Lord. You are my son, this day I have begotten you.
You are my son, this day I have begotten you.
I myself had set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you."
You are my son, this day I have begotten you.
Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall rule them with an iron rod. You shall shatter them like an earthen dish. O now, O kings, give heed. Take warning, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice before him with trembling. Rejoice.
You are my son, this day I have begotten you.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may also be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today in Acts of the Apostles, we have what is likely to be Paul's first recorded sermon or preaching in a synagogue in Antioch in Pisidia. This is in Asia Minor, modern day Turkey. Pisidia would have been the region of the Roman province, Antioch, the city within it, and it was the capital of Pisidia as well. It was kind of an out-of-the-way place, and if you still are able to get there, it still kind of is out of the way in many ways. And you see that Paul is preaching there in the synagogues, and he's preaching Christ. He's preaching our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And it's the preaching is starting to go out to all the world. It goes out to all of us. As we gather here, the message is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's essentially the essence of the preaching. We have embraced it. We have life because of him. This is good news. We rejoice because of it. But then we have John that tells us, don't let your hearts be troubled, because you have faith in God. And so if we have faith in God, don't let your hearts be troubled no matter what happens. No matter what happens to you, no matter what anxiety you might have about something going on, about anything that you might be troubled about, if somebody might be talking against you, someone might be persecuting you, you might have some challenge that you're going through, don't be troubled about anything. Your faith in God will hold you. And God has us under his providence and in his care. It's important we remember that. The New Testament, in many ways, is an encouragement to embrace the Lord Jesus and after baptism to give ourselves completely over to him and don't sell out for anything. Don't sell out the faith. That's important. No matter how you feel, no matter how down you get, sometimes we can get tempted to kind of walk away, or we can kind of be bullied away from the faith, or we might be tempted to say, well, I can't believe today. I might be able to believe tomorrow. Just don't sell out for anything. Because remember, when Paul was writing these letters and even the book of Revelation was written, the church was growing, but it was under persecution. And the Christianity and living that faith was an uphill battle. It was countercultural. Don't forget, most of the religion in this area was paganism. Many gods people would pray to, fertility, agriculture, gods like that. They would pray for gods for almost everything you can possibly want. Now, however, when you're a Christian, your God is our Lord Jesus Christ. You give glory and praise only to God. You give praise to Jesus Christ. He is our Lord and God, and there is no other God. And so you can imagine the difficulty you'd have. When times were persecuted, this was a way that they could determine who the Christians were, because this was a Roman province in Antioch in Pisidia. There were rules at certain times. In order to be loyal to the Roman state, you had to offer sacrifices to the emperor. You had to go in on a yearly basis. And if you didn't do that, you were considered a treasonist. And minimally, you could get fined, you could lose your property, But if there was a persecution going on, you could even be executed for not doing your civil duty if Christianity was persecuted. Another way in life, you know, the pagan worship, it was so ingrained in culture that no matter where you go, there was something there. And if you were putting your faith in Christ, you'd be challenged all the time in physical and real ways. For example, if you were a tradesperson, someone who went to work, they had guilds, trade guilds, very similar to unions, those kind of things. But in those days, what they would do is, as part of their meetings, is part of the meetings would be an offering to the gods. And they would have burnt offerings as part of that ceremony. So the meal that you were eating was a sacrifice to pagan gods. Now, if you're a Christian and you're trying to make a living and you're not part of one of those guilds, it may be very difficult for you to survive. And at certain points, they may not even let you survive. And so what do? The scriptures tell us, don't let anything make you sell out your faith. Have faith. The Lord will provide for you. They can't hurt you. They can't punish you enough. They might be able to hurt your body, not your soul. Stay firm in the faith, and the Lord will take care of you. He knows the way. Keep going. But what happened is all the people that are encouraged, of course, they're the martyrs. They're the ones that gain the prize through Christ for standing firm in persecution. It's all encouragement for us. Now, what would happen is some people would say they come to faith, but then because of persecution of that nature, people would just say, oh, come on, use common sense, you know. Just go and do this, and go do what they tell you in public, then practice your faith behind the scenes. So some people started to do that. Sacred Scripture tells you can't do that. You have to live your faith both in public and private. And so what happened is you had people that were leaving the faith because of that, the persecution, the fear that they had. When Constantine came on the scene and Christianity became fashionable and eventually legal and the official religion of the empire in many ways, it became fashionable. So then you had all the people that had left during times of persecution say, well, how do we come back? How do we come back now? And so they had to work that out. How are you received back into the church? It was a big, big controversy. But I think as we go here in the United States or where we are here, we should never be afraid to practice our faith in the public square because don't let our hearts be troubled. We have faith in God. God will take care of us. And it is good news. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The great saints, the early martyrs, they didn't sell out their faith. And look at what we can do sometimes. Sometimes for a lot less reasons, we can sell it out. Let us proudly, during this Easter season, proclaim Jesus Christ. And as we go forward with the same zeal as Paul did, and perhaps even create a disciple. In peace and in faith, we turn to our Heavenly Father with our prayers. We pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, for his health and blessings on his leadership of the Church. We pray to the Lord. For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord. For our government leaders, that they may protect the rights to life and religious freedom for all people, we pray to the Lord. For strong marriages and family life, and for the couples preparing for marriage, that they will embrace their vocation with both joy and selflessness, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Mike Wynn, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, you're good and loving, you know our needs before we ask. We humbly place our prayers before you, inspired by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, we become to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Wash me, O Lord, my iniquities, and of my sins cleanse me. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice from your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Accept in compassion, Lord, we pray, the offerings of your family, that under your protective care they may never lose what they have received, but attain the gifts that are eternal, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times, to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time of all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory, as they acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God.
Jesus Christ, be true life to receive it.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Christ our Lord was handed over for our transgressions and was raised again for our justification. Alleluia. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit of fervor of the saints. Body of Christ. 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 Thank you.
Let us pray. Keep safe, O Lord, we pray, those whom you have that you have saved by your kindness and redeemed by the passion of your Son, they may rejoice in his resurrection, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Kiel Clark for the Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of heavenly hosts, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And the prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, indifference by which he is offended, and through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you, conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.